I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's basically going to be stretching and skeleton drills until about 11 o'clock when the two teams will face off against one another in this joint practice day two with the Miami Dolphins. So we will get into what we're seeing when 11 o'clock rolls around. We could do play-by-play of the stretching, but we'll probably pass on that.
I'm proud of you going all football jargon. Skeleton drills.
Yeah, well, you know,
nice.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, you're doing passing routes against air. Okay, so Tigers win yesterday, 1-0 over the Chicago White Sox. Cleveland lost. The lead is 6.5. The Tigers have the second best record in the American League, game and a half behind Toronto, and a half game ahead of I got that wrong. Are they a game and a half behind Toronto, a half game ahead of Houston for the third spot, or are they a half game behind Toronto, a game and a half ahead of Houston? I'll look it up. Anyway, they're the second best record in the American League, and they won the series, Scott, in spite of many people thinking they're doomed. And now they got a Scooble start coming up, and, you know, good chance to get to a point where they will have won 4 or 5. Look, the offense, offensively, it didn't do much. And I was realizing one of the disconnects between the doom crowd and why I'm not the doom crowd. I actually don't expect the team to hit on all cylinders every day. I think it's really impressive when you're winning in spite of the fact that you don't need to hit on all cylinders to win. Yesterday, they pitched and played good defense. And the pitching was outstanding. And defensively, they did pretty much everything you'd want them to do. Javi... out in center field, covered a lot of ground and made some plays. They turned one big double play and came close to turning another one on a very tough play. But, you know, and there were some uncompetitive at-bats. I mean, Javi early in the game, I think it was the fourth inning, they had the leadoff runner on. They stranded him. And Javi came up with two outs and struck out on what looked to me like three pitches, none of which were in the strike zone. And I went and looked it up today, and indeed on MLB.com, none of those pitches were in the strike zone, and he struck out. I mean, if Troy Melton, Sawyer Gibson, Long, Kyle Finnegan, and Will Vest can do that, they're going to win a lot of baseball games.
Well, I'm not concerned about the eighth and ninth inning. I think both of those pitchers can get the job done there. And I was excited to see Troy Melton pitch as well as he did yesterday. I said yesterday I'm going to see what that pitch count is at, how deep are they going to let him go. And he was perfect through four. Gets into trouble with the fifth, a leadoff double in the fifth.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, come on. Because you can see how this game is going to go. The offense is going to be sluggish like a wet sponge, and yet what happens? Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. He was fantastic. Then comes out of the game, and Gibson Long comes in, does the job. It was you could look at it a bunch of different ways. I want to look more at the positive side, which is the pitching was outstanding. The defense was outstanding. Javi Baez looks more comfortable in center field than – I don't know, 75% of center fielders you watch in baseball,
it's
incredible. So good out there. And it's just fun to watch him glide in the outfield and take the right routes every time and make the plays that are tough, make them look easy. And that was great. Of course, there is downside. They had 5 hits in the game.
Yep.
They had 5 hits in the game. They faced a pitcher who was known to not have great control. And, you know, they didn't parade the base pass all that much in the game yesterday, and that's a little disappointing. But, you know, tonight's a different story. They go up against a pitcher who they really roughed up a couple weeks ago at home against the Twins. They really roughed up the pitcher who they're going to go against tonight. Got him for 7 runs on 11 hits and hit not one, not two, not three, but 4 home runs against him. So maybe the offense is going to come back in tonight, and that'll be great. And then you can look at yesterday and say kind of a one-off. I hope that's the case, but the pitching was the story.
Yeah, I mean, 2 of these games in Chicago, the offense wasn't they didn't do much at the plate at all for 2 of those games, and you know, those were the 2 they managed to win. If you take a look at Melton, he's an interesting find and a card that they have to figure out how they want to play it. Like, when do you use Troy Melton moving forward? Does Troy Melton get another start here? Do they return him to the bullpen? Is it? They're still kind of seeking what this can be. You know, assuming, and it's not a safe assumption, it is a solid assumption, but assuming there's postseason baseball in Detroit, what role do they use Troy Melton? They got a month and a half to kind of maybe experiment a little bit and see if they can get more out of him.
Do you like math?
I do like math.
Okay, 40 games left.
Yep.
40 games left. If you have a honest five-man rotation, you're looking at 8 starts per starter.
Yep.
And you've got, you know, Scooble going tonight, so I think it kind of coincides with that. Melton has thrown 97 plus innings.
Yep.
So far this year between the minors and the majors. His career high is what he did last year, was 100 innings last year. If he were to be part of the rotation the rest of the way and just goes average 5 innings per, that's going to put him at 140 innings.
Yep.
Have no idea what the innings count or the innings watch is on this young man.
Yep.
Right? But I can't imagine it's going to be too much higher than that, if even that high. Because they want to be very careful with these guys and maybe open it up.
I think you're probably
afterwards.
Right. I think, you know, if typically pitchers in their early careers, they kind of ramp them up, you know, 70, 100, 130, as they build up, you know, strength and get used to it with their arms. So you very well might be right that in the case of Troy Melton, there is a really good chance that they are not going to start him in a bunch of games so that they can use him more in the postseason. I mean, they got to love what they see. It's clearly early, but I can already see us getting calls if they do decide to ration his innings, if you will. People go, why aren't they pitching Melton?
I know.
That's probably why.
But there's, like I said, we don't know what the innings count is. That's a question for A.J. Hinch, and I'd love to hear the answer to that question, because there's a number of ways you can go at it. You know, you don't have to start him 8 times the rest of the way to get to that extra 40 innings, if that's what the number is. You could limit his starts. You could bring other guys up, which other guys will come up at some point, or maybe they're going to lean on the rotation that they had going into it. I'm excited, though, because he looks like he's a piece.
Yep.
He doesn't look like, oh, he's just some call-up for the sake of calling him up. No, this is a top 10 prospect in an organization who has hit the ground running, put together a nice season this year in the minors, and gets the promotion, and he looks good. A little shaky in one of the outings, but outside of that, he has been rock solid for this team.
Yeah, and I mean,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Melton is a young guy. He looked pretty nasty, and I think you experiment, you push him as much as you can, but you're doing it to get him ready for the postseason. And then you got to see if Flaherty turns it around. I don't know what Flaherty's is. Flaherty tinkering, a treading on thin ice here to maybe not be part of a postseason rotation? Because I got to tell you, that outing yesterday, there was a bunch of runs given up, but it wasn't that bad.
He two
was
outings ago. Or his outing.
His outing, yeah, a couple days ago. Jack Flaherty was missing a lot of bats, and guys were waving at it, and they got a bunch of bloop singles. I thought he didn't get rewarded for a better outing. And, you know, I think they're probably a long way away from saying Flaherty wouldn't be in a postseason rotation, but, you know, he's done enough lately. The way he's pitched lately, you certainly can question it. I said Paddock's job is to help him get to the postseason, but that, to me, is it. I feel like they might be leaning on Charlie Morton. That feels like an A.J. Hinch guy, right?
Well, yeah.
They have history together.
But they may have history together, but he has to perform.
Yeah.
Because that game Saturday night was not good. And despite the fact that the old man can throw it in the mid-90s, which is awesome, he got hit, and he got hit hard. So they need to figure some things out here. That it would be awesome if Jack Flaherty, if what we saw the other day, I mean, really should have gotten a better result than what was
like
there.
It.
I mean, they're just bloop singles and soft ground balls
most
that just found holes.
And an outing in the season.
Yeah, and there's a lot to like out of Jack Flaherty's last outing. I'm sure he's itching to get back out on the hill as well. But, I mean, he's one of the keys to this team moving forward here the last 40 games and going into the postseason, if not the number one key. They've got to have somebody step up and be that solid number two starter behind the ace.
Well, look, it feels like there's this sort of battle amongst fans, and I don't mean battle in their own head of whether or not they should feel confident in this team turning it around after that dreadful stretch. And it's been a slower turnaround than earlier in the year when they had bad stretches. Kind of, they won a series. I feel like, Kang, you said to me today, Kang back in our studios, you said to me today, they pretty much won this series and probably did little to instill confidence because of the way they did it.
Yeah, it was the least inspiring, you know, confidence-building series win the Tigers have ever had in the history of the Detroit Tigers, right? Our pets' heads are falling off. We barely beat the worst, you know, one of the worst teams in the league.
But they won.
Exactly. And that's what you got to remember that fact.
Yeah, I think people, you know, look, if you watch the whole game yesterday, bases loaded, nobody out to get one run out of it. When you're that team that is your defense, when you're on defense and you've given up the bases loaded with nobody out and you get out of a one run, you're like, that's a win for us.
Yeah,
but it was the one run that won the game.
Yeah, and they were a foot away from it being a three-run inning at the very least, because that would have been an easy double, would have cleared the bases, but it didn't. And that's baseball, Doug.
I know.
That's baseball. I mean, like we said, in the fifth inning, Sox did the same thing, leadoff double, nobody out, and he gets stranded not at third, at second base.
Yeah.
Because Troy Melton buckles down
so
and
good.
Gets strikeout after strikeout after strikeout.
So, fans, how you feeling today? They win a series at Chicago. Would you describe yourself as feeling any better? Any better? Do you feel any better? Because the Tigers, you know, we've all become a little bit of, you know, listening to AJ Hinch. It's win series, win series, win series. And that's the formula they used in the first half of the season. They kept winning series. And, oh, look, that turned them into being the best team in baseball, or having the best record in baseball. How you feeling today, fans? We're at Lions practice here in Allen Park, and Dolphins are out there warming up. When the two teams get together, we'll tell you a little bit more about what we're seeing. But right now, both teams going through warm-ups. Hey, lots of air quality alerts out there. Are you concerned about the air you breathe? You should be, and that's why you need to contact CGC Home Services. CGC offers Aeris Active Pure technology, reducing 99% of airborne bacteria, viruses, and mold. We've got one in our house now. Feel good about it. Why choose CGC Home Services? Rapid response, zero hassle, upfront pricing, no hidden fees, plus the latest advanced equipment and precision techniques. Call CGC Home Services at 855-339-4242 today. It's 855-339-4242 today, or visit them at cgchomeservices.com.